Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Shocking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're having a shocker.
Yes, this is a good thing to do on a Friday. Who's had a shocker? It's been a big week. Let's name and shame 133353. The copper who arrested Sam Kerr, just going to put it straight out there.
Straight out there.
Has had a shocker. Boo.
Boo you.
You will be, well, getting counselling for the next 10 years. What a traumatic moment for you on the job. So, hey, Uber. Uber's had a shocker. I told you, 5 cancelled Ubers.
Yes.
About half an hour late. More about them later. What about this? There was an awkward moment when Sophie Ellis-Bextor, she's had a shocker.
Why?
Dedicated her song Murder on the Dance Floor to victims of the 2015 Paris attacks during a concert at the Bataclan.
Wow.
Where the attacks took place.
Oh, Sophie, what are you thinking?
I'd like to dedicate this one to everyone who died here. Murder on the dance floor. No!
No. That's for PR team. Oh, that's awful.
No, haven't read the room there. MG, got a shocker?
Oh, you'll like this one, Mickey. The English cricket team have had a shocker.
Yes.
Overnight, they slumped to be bowled out for 218, but they lost 3 wickets while taking 3 poor reviews of the DRS. No wonder Ben dislikes the DRS system and wanted it changed. He doesn't know how to use the thing. It's dismal.
But it's still a moral victory.
It's a moral victory.
I think they'll bag another moral victory here. The Poms are on the ropes. We love it. Kat, who's had a shocker?
A bride, when her groom showed up on their wedding day in a pair of Crocs. It looks like a magical day. She's beautifully dressed and he's standing there in a full tux and Crocs.
Oh, so divorce. See ya.
I thought he's had the shocker, really.
No, because she's got a lifetime of having an argument with him about how to wear appropriate footwear. So I think she's had a massive shocker here.
Was it like a joke? Was he being funny?
No, because everything is so immaculate and he's in a beautiful suit and then he's obviously gone for comfort and his suit shoes didn't show up.
Did he have a man bun?
No. Again, he's got a lovely haircut. He looks like a stable guy.
Aww. Okay.
Well, he's not stable.
He's a keeper. Form an orderly queue, ladies. Tash, what have you got?
New South Wales Corrective Services has had an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Corey Hastings, who was held behind bars in Long Bay, he's 30, on serious driving or dangerous driving charges, was accidentally allowed to walk out of prison.
Out the front door? What happened?
And a major manhunt was underway for Corey, who would have thought, what is going on here? But he's been found at a Bondi hotel just a short time ago.
Cubies.
He had a few hours of freedom thanks to, the system, which failed us. What about Virgin? They've had a shocker. They're allowing cats and dogs and pets onto planes. Can you believe it? What if a dog is an anxious flyer? It's got to need its own service dog.
It's too much.
Dogs will be joining the Mile High Club, or the Mile High Leg Humping Club. That'll be too much. Can you open a window and let a dog put its head out the window? I don't know. I don't think they've thought this through.
A lot of lipstick going on in that plane.
Well, once they get to a mile high, there will be. Here's how it could all pan out.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking cats and dogs on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in!
You get the idea. Get involved. 133353. Who's had a shocker? Let us know. Or take Renee. Renee, who's had a shocker?
Oh, an English journalist yesterday dropped the C-bomb live on air when she mispronounced the minister's name when reporting a story on him.
It's an absolute classic. We're going to play it to you, but we have to beep it because she straight out dropped the C-bomb. And there's no way we are allowed to play it, but you get the idea. Just remember, without the beep, this went to air live.
The Labour leader is the latest to criticise the government for using taxpayers' money to compensate for a minister's mistake after the Science Secretary, Michelle Donnellan, falsely accused an academic of supporting Hamas. She spoke to Mr. Cunt. Mr. Hunt, how did he respond?
Oh, that was really profound.
That was just that's a flat-out C-bomb. There's no wiggle room there. There is. Have you ever done that, Tash? You ought to come close.
Well, you guys threw me under a massive bus when I was trying to pronounce the correct name of that criminal.
Danilo. Can we find that?
Yes.
We'll get that before the segment's out. Make no mistake whatsoever.
I shouldn't have reminded you
about that. What about this? Western Sydney's International Airport is going to pioneer Australia's first digital air traffic control system off tarmac.
What?
There's going to be no air traffic controllers at the airport. They're going to be doing it off-site somewhere else and doing it all
working from home?
On computer screens. They are work basically.
Wow.
There are some jobs you shouldn't be able to work from home, and I would have thought air traffic controller
is one of them.
Might be one of them. Oh, gee, there's got to be a few dings at that airport, aren't there?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
Sorry, we've gone too far. Go to work. Turn up.
Yes, get off your ass.
You've got your own tower. Get up there and have a look.
Got one job.
Unbelievable. You've got another one, Tash?
Yeah, you would say with the F1, with the controversy right now surrounding the big boss, Christian Horner, that Red Bull has had an absolute shocker.
Oh, yes.
Now, developments today, Christian Horner's accuser has actually been suspended from Red Bull now on the basis that she was, dishonest. What? He was cleared with an investigation, but the F1 boss said the scandal has been very challenging for his family and Jerry Halliwell has been very supportive.
Yeah. Spice up your life.
But they've suspended the complainer.
Indeed. Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
Unreal.
We've come a long way. Oh, I think your grab's in, Tash. Yeah. Let's have a listen to Tash blowing up.
His name is Danilo Cavalcante.
Dump it.
Okay, he's a 34-year-old.
Sorry, what's his name?
Danilo Cavalcante, and he's 34. Anyway, the 34-year-old is still...
What's his name?
His name is Danilo Cavalcante.
All right, you get the idea. Tash has had a shocker. We touched on this earlier, but Virgin are going to allow pets to fly on their planes. This is a major change, major revamp of airlines in Australia. I look forward to it. Apparently, there's already a movie in the making. You know Con Air?
Yeah.
Well, this is Canine Air.
After serving the last of his sentence, Cameron Poe is taking the first plane home to his wife and daughter.
Today's flight is a special one. We're populating the Liverpool Animal Shelter. It's meow or never.
What you looking at, punk?
Nothing, I was just admiring your cage.
But one wrong flight could quickly turn into a rough day.
Welcome to K9 Air.
The issue here is how the plane is brought down.
Shoot it down.
No, let's just pause and wait a meowment. There's innocent pets up there.
What are you
going to
do?
What do you think I'm going to do?
I'm
going
to be a superstar and save the day.
Check your collar, take your seat, and have a my stay.
The whole world in his hands.
Nicholas Nine Lives Cage, John Katzak, John Malamute.
Where are they going to land this thing?
Buckle up. It's a mid-air catastrophe. I should soon not. K9 Air.
Thank you, and have a pleasant flight.
Oh, very good.
Well, I hope Hoyts allow cats and dogs at the cinemas, because they'll love that.
MG's Sport Report.
Tackle number four. Then it goes across Smithies. Strange. He got a little pass away. Oh! It went out from Hupawati out to Rapiner on the wing. And if this is a try, it's a well-deserved try to Jordan Rapiner. And that, my friends, Wade Graham, that is the ball game.
Yeah, 28 points to 12 was a bit of an ambush last night from the Raiders over the Knights, who were basically favourites to win that game. In a game,
what happened? Was,
well, in a game there was so much expected from the Newcastle Knights, Mickey. They blew it in front of a feverish local crowd. Raiders forwards basically dominated them, laid the platform, and at one stage the Knights had four playmakers on in their attack. They had Crossland and Cogger and Hastings and Gamble, and they need to fix this quick because last night their forwards got dominated and Kalen Ponga wasn't seen in attack. So back to the drawing board after round one for the Knights, who could be in for a long
year. Did you see enough to change your opinion, or they just had a shocker?
I haven't got them in my eight this year, and that's probably justified them last night. Saying that, I'm 0 from 3 in my tipping so far. I haven't picked the winner.
You're off to a flyer, mate.
I am. A couple of massive games tonight, obviously, with the Warriors taking on the Sharks over in New Zealand. And the big one at 8 o'clock tonight is the Panthers and the Melbourne Storm down in Melbourne, which I can't wait to watch.
Are we going?
We're going, mate.
What's Rex said?
I thought he spoke to you yesterday afternoon about
We'll just book it.
We'll book the hotel and everything. So,
great.
Mickey, would you believe that Mike Tyson is coming out of retirement to fight?
Oh boy, who?
Jake Paul.
Oh my God.
57-year-old versus 27.
When will they stop debasing sport of boxing? These influencers. I hope he smacks the hell out of him, but he won't, will he? What's the age difference there? 30 years or something?
30 years. Yeah, 57 and 27.
I would go just to see Jake Paul carried out.
I think a lot of people will buy that just to see that, but it won't happen.
And how do you watch that? What's that? It's going to be. How much money is he going to get for that?
I think they're thinking about putting it on Netflix. It's scheduled at the minute for July this year, so watch this space because you can imagine a few things are going to change before it's actually in front of us watching.
All right. That is disturbing news. I normally say I can't wait to see that, but, boy, I can wait.
The Meat Man Wholesale Meats Narellan presents MG's Dad Jokes. Premium quality without the price and awarded Best Butcher at the 2023 Small Business Awards.
Where did the chicken cross the road?
Three guys walk into a bar, right?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
MG's Dad Jokes.
We love this on a Friday. It's fiercely contested. Everyone steps up to the plate to have a crack, see if they can impress the master. MG, what have you got for us? Let's have a listen to last week's first, shall we?
Okay. My daughter was doing her history homework and asked me what I knew about Galileo. I said, he was a poor boy from a poor family.
What do you call two blokes sitting on a window sill?
Don't know.
Goat and Rod.
The guys in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but abby-dabby-doo.
Abby-dabby-doo. So if a black bird had black babies and a blue bird had blue babies, what has no babies?
Don't know.
A swallow.
Oh. I recently bought my daughter a handbag from Iraq.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She said, thanks for the bag, Dad.
Oh.
Wow. I think we can do better this week. And to get the ball rolling, it's the big man himself, MG. Lay it on us.
What does Jeff Bezos do before bed?
Don't know. What does he do?
He puts his pajamas on.
He puts his what?
Pajamas on.
What's that? Amazon.
Jeez. Wow, when someone's explaining the dad joke to you, you've really... he puts his pajamas on. Jesus. Wow. All right, you got another one?
Look, I don't mean to brag, everyone, but I put a jigsaw puzzle together in one day.
Oh, yeah? Good on you.
Especially after the box said 3 to 5 years.
And it still took you a whole day. Wow. Oh, look out. Look, he's in the studio.
Oh, no. What's your hand up for?
I'm very nervous. Can I bring a joke to the table?
Of course you can.
Well, hang on. It's a dad joke?
Yeah, no, it's a mum's joke for International Women's Day. How about
that? Okay. Oh, okay.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
What did the drummer name his two children?
And a one. And a two.
Oh, Oh, did you just ruin her joke?
You just ruined my joke.
He got it.
See, this says everything. You get paid more, you have better working conditions, and you ruin my joke. Happy International Women's Day.
I've done that joke before.
Oh, she's
I'm
cracked
done.
It.
Oh, she's out.
I've done
she
that before.
She's cracked it and stormed off.
Look what you've done.
MG got her joke. 133353, get involved. Get oh, someone. Go and get Tash.
Get another wow. one, Tash.
You want to have another go, Tash, or are you?
No, I'm
you
still quite here? Broken. I was practicing oh. that joke for half an hour in the news booth.
Yeah, well, what a waste of time. Joe's on the line. Joe, dad joke, please.
Hey, guys, wild card. I was just wondering if I could get this Mad Monday. I'll come as Luke Skywalker and I'll say to Rex, you are my father.
All right, anyway, mate, just give us your dad joke. Thanks.
I tried to get a wild card. All right, so I went around my grand's the other night for a birthday. I said, oh, 69 today, Grand. She went, oh, no, Grand's throwing his back out again. I'll give you a wild card. I'll bring you
Joe
for
cat. Joe, well, we'll continue this off air. I don't think there's – it's too late for a wild card, I would have thought. Were you going to come as?
As Luke Skywalker.
Well, we'll see about
and
that.
I'll
Joe.
Say to Rex, you are my father.
You are, Joe.
All right, let's just calm the farm, Joe. You're in the hunt. Of course, MG's got to pick the best one. Kevin's on the line. What do you got?
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know what.
A dummy bear.
Oh, that could be the worst joke we've ever had on this segment. Kevin?
Thanks for that, Mick.
Well played. John's on the line. John, what have you got?
All right. I recently bought a house with an attic, so I've been using the space to build yachts. It's going really well, but the sales are through the roof.
Oh.
Oh, please. Please. That is... That cannot
win.
That's terrible. Who's next?
Jim.
How you going, boys?
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, what do you got?
Mate, last night this bloke presents himself to the emergency department with 12 plastic horses stuck up his backside. His condition's been listed as stable.
Oh. All right, well, you're in the hunt. You're in the neighbourhood. Gavin, what have you got for us?
Hi, guys. What's the difference between light and hard?
Don't know. What's the difference between light and hard?
I can still sleep with the light on.
Oh,
dear,
oh my God.
Gavin.
All right. No, just ignore him and keep moving. Steve, what do you got?
What the Mexican firemen call his twin boys?
Oh, I don't know what.
Hose A and Hose B.
The Mexican firemen.
All right, Amanda, can you clean this up for us, please? What do you got, Amanda?
Okay. What did Jeffrey Dahmer say to Lorena Bobbitt?
Oh, I don't know. What did he say?
You going to eat that?
Oh. Oh, my God.
All right, MG.
I like John, the horse stable. I like the horse stable. That was a good one. With Jimmy.
Wow.
Jim. Well done, Jimmy. You've scored yourself $150 to spend at the Meat Man Wholesale Meats Narellan.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Laundy Hotels presents Mick and NG's Mad Monday. Laundy Hotels, family pubs across Sydney, where you're always welcome. Check out laundy.com.au for a full list of venues.
I don't see your warping.
Mick and NG's Mad Monday.
It's on.
Yes.
You've got the weekend, people, to work on your costumes because Monday is the big day. And I've had a lot of fun with our listeners as they get ready. Here's just a sample of some of the people who will be coming to our party on Monday.
I think I'm coming as wardrobe malfunction Janet Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Ah, so you've got to have a man boob out.
It will definitely be on display.
I've got my bowls, I've got my creams. Want to come as Jack Simpson from Crack Jack.
A little something for the ladies.
So I've decided that I need to give a tribute to your big boss.
and I have a giant penis costume that I would come in.
Sam, you've got two tickets.
Yes.
I will be sacrificing my Sydney Swans blood and dressing up in black and yellow Richmond Tigers.
Oh, you know where your bread's buttered, don't you?
Look, I think you're going to need a bit of security at this gig, so I thought I'd come as Sergeant Thonga.
Oh, just Australia's greatest adventurer, Russell Coit.
I'll have to come as Uncle Chop.
Chop, chop. All right, Shane, are you prepared to go the whole hog and cut your ears off?
I'll fake these will do, mate, won't they?
Like Uncle Fester.
Ah, you're a bald bloke, are you?
I'm not bald, but I've got dark circles under my eyes. It's all long hours, and I'll shave my head to match.
Oh, mate, I've come as Iron Man.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay, what's your costume?
I'm going to come with an ironing board strapped to my back and an iron around my neck.
And it's Friday. The tradition here is to check in with our Melbourne studio and say hi to the great Marty Sheehan.
Hey! Yeah. Hello, Kat. Hello, MG. Hello, Nick.
Marty.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Now, the big fella here, Marty, MG, dropped a bombshell on this program this week. He's lived in Sydney all his life. And what did you say, MG?
I've never been to the Opera House. Never set foot in the Opera House.
Are you joking? Have you been to the forecourt? Did you ever see Crowded House's Farewell?
Been to the forecourt many times, walked on the steps, but never walked into the entrance to the...
That is astounding.
Never darkened the doorstep.
And I'm assuming, MG, that you're in your early 60s. How is this possible?
So we're thinking of sending him to – we're going to send him to go and see something. So far we've narrowed it down to Hamlet and Mozart's Magic Flute.
Oh, God, you've got to go to Hamlet. Who's playing Hamlet? I would go to Hamlet. I would fly up and see that.
I'd like to go and see MG play Hamlet. That would sell out. Is there anything you've never done in your life that's surprising? We had a member of our show here told us he'd never eaten Indian food.
Jeez.
And he's 32. Is this
I'm glad you said food. look, I reckon I've done most things, Mick.
When someone
rings the show and they go, I've never had a cup of coffee, I'm like, oh, God, what is your life? There must be something I haven't done. Oh, yeah. I just thought of something as I looked at Matthew then. There's something I haven't done, which is not for
it's
on
never
air.
Too late, Marty.
It's never too late. And look, I heard a bloke saying the other day he's going to do all that sort of stuff when he gets a bit older in life, and what if he finds out he's been missing out on something he loves?
That's right.
You idiot.
I'm going to do fentanyl and blokes, Mick, as soon as I turn 80. And I'm just going to rip in.
And I've also never changed a tyre, Marty. I've never changed a tyre on a car.
I mean, is that because you're an NRMA member?
I think more that I was an NRL player.
Did you know, Marty Sheargold, that humans used to have tails?
I did not know that. I'm not entirely surprised. Didn't we come out of the sludge at some point?
Yeah, correct. Of course. And I don't mean
programming, I mean the actual sludge.
I believe the tails helped us stand upright at some point, but then they became obsolete. And I was opining on this program here on the week. I wish women still had tails.
It'd be fun.
So then you'd know if they liked you or not.
Exactly.
So imagine if you approached a woman in a bar and her tail started wagging.
Tail just automatically starts going foof, 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 like a Labrador legs, you walk away. A bird.
How helpful would that be?
It would be super helpful for someone like me who usually by the time I'm chatting to a lady's had a couple of sherbets, Mick.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I've lost all perspective on what is and isn't appropriate. I'd love a tail as an indication.
Imagine seeing that tail.
If I'm moving in the right areas.
Oh, you just see that little tail like drop down between the back legs.
Off they go.
Anyway, plans for the weekend?
In my part of the world, Mick, Moomba is on, and I'm not sure if your Sydney listeners will be familiar with Moomba. It's a pretty over-publicised, underwhelming event on the banks of the Yarra that for some reason involves water skiing. And you'll know, Mick, Mark Beretta, 10-time national slalom water skiing champion.
Absolutely.
He cut his teeth on the Yarra.
Did you know MG was a barefoot water skirt?
I did not know that.
Yeah, from the age of about 7 to 11, I could do the barefoot. I was state age champion.
Jesus. And was that on a rope, or is that when you're on the weird bar that's on the side of the boat?
No, the rope. On the rope. Yeah.
I'd rather be on the rope because the bar feels too close to the propeller. You know what I mean?
Big time. Seen some blokes coming down on that propeller.
but then Marty, they always go, they go like that. Then they're on their back. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Just relax. Oh, enjoy the ride. Just go on your testicles for the next 4.5 miles. Mickey, were you ever the king of Moomba? Because I know for people that don't know, there's a king and queen of Moomba.
Yes.
Yeah, they asked me once, but I said it was going to be a reign of terror.
Oh, okay.
I said I need a reign of terror. I was going to take 8 wives, start my own religion, and only eat a turkey leg with my hand.
And you wanted a guillotine as well.
You would have been asked, would you? Marty, you would have been
asked. No, I've never been asked, Mick, and I think that's because of my attitude around larger crowds and bigger venues. I get a bit socially anxious and I end up blind drunk, Mickey.
Well, you have a good weekend.
You
I'm sorry I won't be seeing you. I love it when we go away together and do some shows, but I'll be thinking of you all weekend. Have a beauty, mate.
You too. Thank you, gang. Have a lovely day.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the f***?
WTF?
I'd like to start with the English newsreader overnight who dropped the C-bomb live on air. We've had to beep this. We tried to get around it, but they just won't let us because it is a flat-out C-bomb. Have a listen.
Secretary Michelle Donnellan falsely accused an academic of supporting Hamas. She spoke to Mr. Cunt. Mr. Hunt, how did he respond?
What the f***? Oh, I wish we could play that for you unbeeped because it is just absolutely, that's as crystal clear as anything ever dropped on TV. There you go. All right, big fella, what have you got?
Well, I know you've been dealing with Uber of late. I want to give you a bit of history on where Uber started. Back in 2009, Travis Kalanick found himself in Paris on a snowy evening, unable to find a taxi. He said to himself, what if you could request a ride simply by tapping your phone?
What the f***?
It's now worth $164 billion.
How about sending a car you say you got to? 5 cancelled on me in half an hour, made me late for an appointment. I should be able to sue you for everything that happened. I've been going hard on Uber for the last couple of days. So I've just checked my phone. I've got a message from the CEO of Uber.
We have 3,759 messages.
Yes, hello, Mr. Malloy. This is the King Dick of Uber, or as you refer to me, the a-hole. I understand you are frustrated at our service after your request for an Uber for a rather short trip. Ah, that old dilemma. You see, our drivers are on a quest for the longest, most epic journeys. Short trips? Well, they're like side quests. They're not as thrilling for them. Please see it from our point of view. I mean, our drivers are the knights of the road, seeking the holy grail of long-distance fares. Short trips? Oh, they're like asking Gandalf to escort you to the mailbox. So maybe next time, how about you put on your walking shoes, okay? Thank you, and have a Uberific day.
Very pleasant.
Can't work out where he comes from.
Yeah, I think he's
Sweden.
A small European principality. Yeah. I don't know.
There's a side note for this. Jay-Z, obviously the entrepreneur musical.
You just keep coming today. What's happening here?
He invested in Uber in 2013 for $2 million. His stake in the company is now worth $70 million.
What the f***?
The rich get richer, baby. Right. The rich get richer.
All right, well, just tell him to get my cars there. Jay-Z, you idiot. Kat, what have you got?
A parrot owner had to remove an Alexa speaker after she caught her pet parrot secretly ordering itself snacks from Amazon.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
Cocky wanted a cracker. Now, here's my address. Great. Love it. Tash.
Intelligent people are more likely to be messy, they stay up late, and they often use swear words.
Thank you.
Hello.
You fit
there
the bill.
It is. I am. See you at the next Mensa meeting. You get the idea. Your chance to get involved, $600.
Yes.
We are right.
Yes, you are bang on for your fun
facts. What a way to walk into the weekend. 133353. We are knee-deep in them today. You've got another one, MG.
Yes, Swedish man Gunther Stefansson received disability benefits for his addiction to heavy metal. He reportedly went to 300 concerts in 1 year, which left him unable to hold down a job.
What the f***?
Very hard to hear Metallica or hear your boss over Metallica and Iron Maiden, isn't it?
But well, he got benefits.
He got benefits for that because they proved that it was an addiction to heavy metal. 300 concerts in 1 year. That's an addiction.
That's a lot of headbanging, baby. Cat, what do you got?
Real quick one. The Nile crocodile can hold its breath for 2 hours under the water to wait for its prey.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
How sneaky's that?
Sneaky bastard.
Why I order.
2 hours.
Why I order.
2 hours of sneaking.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, don't trust those guys. Hey, Tash, what have you got?
You know the escapee that accidentally walked out of the jail yesterday afternoon due to an admin error?
Sure. Yes.
It's been revealed the ABC's reporting he listened to the news and knew that he was missing, so called the police to say, hey, I'm at this Bondi Hotel this morning.
What the f***?
Handed himself in.
What do you mean?
So the...
He said, come and get me.
Yes. He said, I didn't know I was missing, so I thought you just let me walk out. I didn't realise it was a mistake, so here I am. Come and get me.
By spell bullshit. he's escaped. He's had a few beers. He goes, now I want to get back without getting an extended...
sentence. Yes.
Allegedly. Now, he asked him to come and pick him up. He'd called an Uber, but it hadn't turned up, so he'd had five Ubers. He said, no, can you just come and get me? Hey, Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, mate.
What do you got for us, buddy?
So Hitler, Stalin and Mussolini have all been nominated for Nobel Peace Prizes.
Oh. What the f***? I'm not going to... No.
Really?
I'm getting thumbs up from the fact checkers.
Wow.
Yeah,
mate. Oh, those three guys.
Nobel Peace.
What? No EDM in? No?
No, I haven't got that one, no.
No Pol Pot? Didn't get one? No.
Ceausescu?
Ceausescu? Did a lot of good work with orphans. Hey, Mark, I'm just going to say it straight up. $600.
Whoa, what?
Yes. You are on. Yeah, baby.
Well done.
Cop that. Stick that in your skyrocket and have a great weekend. Mark. You're welcome, Mark. You're welcome.
Welcome to the week that was, and studies have found that there's some new links between COVID and hangovers, which Mick reckons could work in his favour.
Every time I'm hangover, I'm going to take 5 days off.
No, it's COVID related.
Hi guys, I'm not coming into work this week. Why? I'm hungover. Yes! That'd
be a fair bit of time.
I'll never work again. Where's Mick? He's on extended long service leave. Why? He's had a cracking hangover again.
Plans to build a beach in Parramatta were revealed, which led to some speculations from the team.
In about 50 years' time, you can see Parramatta Beach and Penrith Beach becoming one.
Oh, like the south of France.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the Riviera. The western suburbs Riviera. Where are we going? South of France? Nah.
No.
You're going to Parramatta and Penrith. Knock yourself out, toots.
A few things gave us rage this week, but MG's was rather obscure.
Well, I went to bed after Married at First Sight about 9:30, put my alarm on for 3:40, and I woke up and I think to myself, please be midnight. It was 2 minutes before my alarm was about to go off.
So it's the concept of time that gives you great rage, MG.
It does, brother.
Time. Why can't I live in a temporal haze?
Yes. Mick had a few things on his rage list, but this one really topped it for the week.
Dog owners who put their dog shit in your bin. My bin stays inside. You put your dog shit in my bin, it goes into my house all week. I don't get pats or hugs from your dog. I don't expect to be a safe harbour for its shit.
Dom Knight had a look into Kate Middleton's disappearance.
The big theory on the internet over the weekend has been the Brazilian butt lift. We know there's something going on in the abdominal surgery. I mean, some people have been suggesting, is this some organ harvesting going on for the king? Will we ever see her again? I like to think she was at the NRL in Vegas getting absolutely smashed.
Jim's Mowing is breaking out into some unexpected franchises.
The group has launched Jim's Remedial Massage. I'm happy with that, as long as they don't offer a happy ending. I'm not sure I want happy ending from a guy wearing khaki called Jim.
Mary Custis and Effie joined us, and Mick asked what kind of animal Effie would identify with.
She'll go lioness or
lioness. I see. If I look at Effie, I think of a proud woman strutting through the Serengeti.
The king of the jungle or the queen. Let's not even put gender across that.
But on that note, what do you identify as? What are your pronouns?
I'm hot. I identify currently as confused. That's what I identify.
And this was the bombshell on this week's show by MG.
I've never been to the Opera House.
So we looked into sending MG to the Magic Flute by Mozart.
Oh,
that sounds like something out of Hey Sharp Hub and Stuff, the Magic Flute. Oh, hello, Jimmy. Can't do a little 'cause you can't do more. Do I have to have them little glasses on my eyes?
You're wearing opera
glasses.
And finally, on the subject of things you've never done, Mick had a surprising one also.
You're not going to believe this. I have never... It's hard to say. Okay. I've never had sex with Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
I know. It's a shock.
How sad for her.
So now you guys go. Okay, Mick, we're going to make that.
Okay, so we're going to switch over to date.
And there it is, another wonderful week that was on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M Sydney.
Mick and MG in the Morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the Morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.